getting away, or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Mick. Hi, Jane.
Here we go, Thursday. You know what that means? Gone Wild, baby!
My favourite.
It's my favourite segment of the week.
It's where mine too.
We plough headlong into the animal kingdom and say, what's up, dudes?
It is.
We get involved.
We've got Schoolies update for you.
I love Schoolies updates.
Well,
in
I know
full
you
swing.
Do. You just want to find out exactly what's going on there.
Yes,
you had one job. There's a few of those going on. Literally, Prince Andrew, you had one job.
Yes.
Be a prince.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Guess
we
what?
Will. What?
Bookings are now open for the Brick Lane, Mick Malloy.
For the big pub crawl.
Tour, the Christmas National Pub Tour, one of the greatest pub tours ever undertaken.
As
it's a
you
pub
are
crawl.
Calling it.
I'm on board. Brick Lane's on board. Do you want to get on board? Give us a call a little later, 133353.
You can have
and
a
you can
beer
be
with Mickey.
For the biggest party of the year so far. Make
Sounds
no bones
brilliant.
About it.
Do you think Gilly will be there?
Gilly or Churchy, as I like to call him.
Yeah.
Adam
really?
Gilchrist won't. He's probably busy. But we're going to check in with him a little later and see what's been happening there.
It's opening day.
It's opening day. They're 5-4 as we speak. And there's already
Gone
been
well.
Some incidents. We'll get to the bottom of it. Day one at the Gabba, always interesting.
All right. We've got Adam Rosenbach coming in. We love seeing him.
Awesome.
We're catching up with Rosie.
Friend of the show.
As we said, Gone Wild. Lots more.
Yeah. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
You're very, I'm trying to say, preppy? No.
Preppy? How dare you? What do
preppy.
You mean?
Neat.
What's your point?
You had a haircut.
I've had a haircut. I went down to the salon yesterday and asked for the Prince Andrew. Just saw it.
Does that come with a touch of denial?
It's a little salt and pepper.
A little salt and pepper.
Well, why? What's wrong? It's my
smart.
Summer cut.
Is
it?
It's my summer cut. I'm on the telly tonight, of course, front bar.
That's
tonight.
Right.
Tonight.
8:30.
It's our
night.
Cricket special.
Channel
I cannot
7.
Wait. That's Jeff Thompson and Brian
This is
Lara.
The first time you've done a cricket special.
Full national, 8:30. It's prime time, so I've got a haircut. Is that okay?
A bit nervous?
Not really, no, but I'm wearing
a
protector.
You should be. You're wearing a protector.
Well, instead of wearing the baggy green cap, I'll be wearing the baggy brown underpants.
You'll be all right.
Your summer haircut.
You'll be fine.
Well, what about you? Are you nervous? Because tomorrow's a special day in the life of one Jane Kennedy.
Well,
why?
It really is. It's all my whole career in showbiz is really culminated to this moment tomorrow.
I have never seen you this overexcited.
But it's funny.
It's good funny.
Funny because
you started this. In fact, this is all your fault.
Well, when I say fault.
You're responsible for.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about, everybody. There was a Brady Bunch special. They got all the kids, the original cast of the Brady Bunch together, and they renovated the Brady house, but it was really only ever the exterior of the and was inside was a set.
That's like most
television shows. So they do it at a studio because it's, you know, rigorous. So what they did is they bought the actual house, and they asked the real Brady Bunch kids to come together and help them renovate it.
So they're all alive.
Because I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest they weren't doing much, were they?
I think they were living their own lives.
It wasn't like they'd kicked on.
No, they were living their...
It wasn't like they were being snowed under with us.
They all had different
lives.
Let's be honest.
So they were
they were
borderline slipping through
their
cracks.
Happy as could be. So...
What about Joni? Remember, going down the Joni route? Remember Joni and Charchi? Yeah.
Joni. Well, that's sad. We don't talk about Joni because Joni's valet.
Well, I'm just saying, they've dodged a bullet. Well, that could be the Brady Bunch.
Anyway, on to more positive things.
Are the parents involved?
Well, how can that be possible?
Oh, I don't know. A bit of Weekend at Bernie's style action for
now,
Alice.
This is being, don't be disrespectful.
What about Alice?
Yeah.
What about the butcher?
Yeah, Sam.
Sam, is Sam on board?
Well, considering it was on television in 1970 and they were about 70 at
the
time.
What about Tiger the dog?
Tiger.
Come on.
The station wagon? Have they got the station wagon?
No, stop
they got
it
the
now.
Big station
anyway,
wagon?
I'm just going to talk to our audience because you two are idiots.
Have they got the volcano? Remember
no,
the volcano?
Really, I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
The football Greg that smashed made. Marsh's
Can
face?
Can you just let me get out what's happening tomorrow?
What about the neck brace from the courtroom?
Foxtel, TLC and I are hosting a brunch with Peter Brady himself.
Which one was
And here's the special guest.
Oh, Peter.
And Christopher Knight, Chris, and I've already talked to him on the phone and get
have
on great with him.
Well, yeah. Got a recording of that?
Well, yes, because it was on our show. You absolute dickhead.
Okay. No, well, that's language we're after. Yeah, okay.
It was on our own
that
show.
That was a bit harsh.
Did I talk to him? Yes, it went to air on our show.
All right. Settle down. A bit stroppy early. Jeez. I hope you don't take this tone with
you
him
have,
in the
You
interview.
Have done nothing but interrupt me on my night of nights, day of days.
So what have you, what have you got planned?
Well, are you going to interrupt me?
No. Nope.
No, well, listen.
What I've got planned is a brunch. We have got 8 winners from around the country.
So there are 2 Cindys. I heard there were 2 Cindys.
The biggest fans of the Brady Bunch in Australia. And we're having a really beautiful brunch. And
how do you choose those?
God, you're not going to be
how
there.
How do you choose them?
Because there is a competition run by TLC on their website, and these are the biggest fans in Australia and me. And I'm going to be asking, I'm hosting the brunch, and thank God I get a day away from you.
He might want to take some pepper spray, I reckon. What's his name? Christopher Knight.
Peter.
Who's the middle child, wasn't he? Was he the one, what did he ever do? What was his big storyline?
Well, most of the great storylines revolved around Peter.
Chops and apple sauce.
Yeah, that would be pork chops and apple sauce. You damn fool.
You called me a dickhead earlier. I'm a bit upset about that.
That felt so good.
You just needed to get it out, did you?
I really did.
All right. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank
it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Because it's all culminating. They're going to do a very Brady renovation behind the build that's coming up for fans.
And when can you see the show?
Yeah.
It's on the TLC network on Foxtel.
When?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when because it's on the whole time.
This is poorly organised. Oh, my God. When is it? Soon? Give us a... Coming soon.
It's on all the time. And you know what? Most people understand technology and know how to look up a program.
What do they call them a bunch for, though? Is it because there's a... All right.
Dean's on the line. Have we got Dean? Can we take Dean? This sounds great. Dean, what's going on?
Yeah, Mick, there's a show on Foxtel called Fast and Loud.
Yeah.
They are actually doing the Brady Station Wagon. I was watching it earlier today.
They're storing it.
Dean, why are you talking to Mick and why not talk to me?
Because I asked if they're going to have the car.
Mick asked about the car, Jane. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
you know what, Dean? Bang, you've got our Disney Plus subscription.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
12-month subscription to Disney Plus. Straight up, you've called through. Hey, by the way, Disney has National Geographic on Disney Plus. It brings its award-winning series and documentaries to Disney Plus.
Wow, that came out of the blue.
250 hours of Nat Geo, including the new series,
See?
The World According to
Jeff Goldblum.
All the happiest
memories of everybody.
Hey, and Dino... Dino, not only have you got the Disney Plus subscription, which is the best in the business, by the way. That has absolutely everything ever need. You
including The Simpsons.
You got your hands full watching, what's the show called? Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud.
All right. Well, you're now going to be watching Disney Plus, and you're in the draw,
yes,
on the list.
In the draw.
To take 4 people to Disneyland.
That's
one of the greatest prizes we've ever had on
no
the show.
No question. 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort. You got a 5-day Disneyland Resort Park hopper ticket, return flights to LA.
How good
all
is it?
Thanks to Disney Plus, which is streaming right now. So good luck, Dean. You're in the draw for that. I think we draw that tomorrow, by the way.
I can't wait.
That's exciting. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
I better be responsible
for
that.
All right. When's it on, Jane? When's
the whole time. It streams every hour on the hour.
Hey, when we come
TLC.
Back, we're going to talk schoolies week. It's an update.
Okay.
Good one.
Thanks to Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free schedule servicing.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Adam Gilchrist is going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes, and then Adam Rosenbach. Now, Adam's going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
Can't wait. I believe a 6th wicket has fallen at the Gabba, although they appear to be reviewing it under the no-ball ruling. Is there any part of his foot
What's
behind
your instinct?
The line?
What are you saying?
To me, here we go. It's out. They've done it.
Wooshka.
To me, there's that much. You know, if you have to show it 20 times...
Yeah.
You go with the umpire.
Has that 16-year-old been in yet?
No, he hasn't. But we will ask Adam Gilchrist about the 16-year-old, and I can't wait to see him bowl. He is truly fast, 150K plus.
Wow. Well, while he's doing that, he's 16-year-old, and he's in the test. Schoolies are on.
That's where all the other schoolies are.
The other schoolies.
Everyone else who's 16 and slightly over is at Schoolies Week, and we love doing a bit of a schoolies update.
We do. What about this ridiculous GoFundMe page?
So tell me the story.
All right, a New Zealand schoolie, a chick, got fined because she got caught with a water bottle that was filled with vodka in public, and you're not allowed to drink in public. So she doesn't want to pay the fine, so they did a GoFundMe on Facebook.
Great.
And at the deadline last night, since the ad was posted... 7 people had donated $46.
So that's great. That's the schoolie's attitude.
That's what you expect.
She's up to $66 now.
We should contribute. We'll give us something.
Are you serious?
Why not?
No way.
Why?
Why must, for some dumb girl who's got caught out with a bottle of vodka in the street.
Oh, she's a bit unlucky.
Yeah.
Why? Let her mummy and daddy pay for it.
Can we give her like a...
No way.
Jane, why
not? No, I'm not contributing to that. I'm absolutely not. She's an idiot and bad luck. No, won't hear of it.
Well, can we give her a bottle of vodka?
Sure. Yeah, why don't you give her some Brick Lane?
Well, I might.
I'd rather you give her that.
Well, you need to be 18 to have the nectar drop.
Yes, you do. And I believe she was both.
I'll give her the One Love Pale Ale, which is fantastic.
That's my favourite.
If you love
it. It's called One Love, is it?
It's called One Love Pale Ale, the Brick Lane.
I had one last night when you were here.
I beg your pardon?
I took one from your fridge.
Have you been going through my beer fridge?
I just thought.
It's like schoolies week around here.
Yeah, that's it.
It was a hot night. I was still here at the office.
So what did you do? You drank one of my Brick Lanes.
Yeah.
How'd you go? Which one? Lager? Base lager.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Is it good?
Yeah. Now, how about this for someone
who... I'm going to GoFundMe
to replace my lager. And you know I can only ever drink half a can of beer. So
this is incredible, this story. I had no idea this was a thing.
This is ingenious.
All right, fire away.
Okay, you ready, everyone? Mm. This is a swimming pool sharing app. Much like Airbnb. So in Airbnb, you share your house.
Yeah.
This one is for your swimming pool only. And it came about by this young guy who was 19, and he noticed that the pool, he's from the States, he noticed the pool next door was empty over the holidays for like 3 months. Yeah. And he had 10 brothers and sisters, and he says, well, I'll contact the owner. Can we just use your pool? We don't need to go in the house. We don't need to use anything else.
We just want to use your pool.
And we'll pay you like $20 a day or something. So then he started a business.
It's called Swimply.
It's called Swimply, and it's bloody taken off. And you work out all the rules.
This is fantastic.
The host sets the price, list the amenities and the outline, and such as the number of swimmers allowed, and whether there's access to the house to use
the
toilet.
You like to do nudie work? Is
well,
that
the rules can be put in there. But do you know, Australia has the largest number of swimming pools per capita in the world.
Wow.
How many?
We've got 2.7 million swimming pools.
Well done,
in Australia.
I'm so happy. I'm so proud.
Isn't that great? But you see it when you fly over, don't you?
Oh,
when you see all the swimming pools in the backyard.
You'd be dirty on if you went Swimply and it was an above ground pool.
It's better than the beach in
your
own backyard.
When we grew up, when we were kids, the above ground pool was more prominent than the below ground pool.
100%.
And if it was really ritzy, they'd have a deck that was up to the level.
But how could you do the whirly, you know? That's why you need a club pool.
Invariably, someone trying to do something stupid would collapse one side.
Usually, it was one of my dad's friends who'd had one too many about 3 a.m.
Over she goes.
Next door neighbour. That's great.
Do they have a Swimply for pool bars?
Oh.
So could I hire a pool bar and have all my friends over?
Well, you could, I suppose. You know what? I bet more and more Australians are putting pool bars in their...
What if a bunch of schoolies turn up? We'll see you go Swimply. Yeah. Yep, I've got a booking. Come on round. And then there's 50.
Well, there's rules. If you want schoolies, oh my God, can you imagine? Schoolies encouraged, says Mick Malloy on the website.
What else can you put? What about spa? Sparly. When you just went out to spa?
That could be connect. I mean, who wants to go on a spa?
Don't want to go on someone else's spa.
No, not after what Kitty told us.
Well, that's a fantastic
That
service.
Is very enterprising. So it might come to Australia. It's currently only in the States.
How many pools have you got? You'd have a couple.
Wouldn't you?
Dave, you got a pool?
We had a beautiful above-ground pool when I was growing up. And then we did have a built-in pool, as we used to call
it. Our neighbours behind us have got an in-ground pool, and they never go in it. Ever.
But see, this is what this is for.
And I stand out in the back and I go, whoa, it's hot. Jeez, so we had a pool, try to get it loud enough so they hear.
Do you know when we were kids, we used to go do pool jumping. So on a hot day, you just go and it was like a hit and run.
No kidding.
Over the fence, bang, you're in, swim about, get your togs,
gone.
We had all the fence and off. And we'd do that all the way through Mount Eliza.
That's fun. Man. We had all the neighbours in our, we were one of the first had a pool in our neighbourhood. But Mum couldn't swim. She'd just lie on the sun lounge with a goblet of wine and some peanuts.
Well done.
On a sun lounge.
That's awesome.
And put baby oil on her. She'd just go, oh, I hope nothing happens to these children. Shout out to Jill. How are you going?
Good on you.
Swimply's the
mother,
name.
Like daughter. Right.
Swimply's the name of the app. If you want to rent your pool out or go pool hopping, there's the
get it started.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
And you can get involved too if you have any stories of you had one job, 133353.
You had one job, idiots.
Well,
and
Prince
you got
Andrew,
it wrong. Prince Andrew, you're putting it in there?
Like one
job to do here.
You did, mate. You did. Cut some ribbons. Open some buildings.
Yeah. Just stay in your castle. Yeah. Get remarried and just ponce around and go to dinner parties.
Get your toes sucked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fergie.
So after he's done this disastrous, absolutely disastrous interview
nightmare
on the television.
Train wreck.
Mm. He was going to go back and do another one, thank God.
He said, I know what I'll do. I'll do another one.
Yeah. This is where I think the Queen's pinned him down. She's jumped him. She goes, you stay here. Yeah, you're not doing anything.
Get out of the pool. So you're done. You're cooked. Hit the showers.
He's not going anywhere. Well, he is going somewhere off the grid.
He's out.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Queen has suggested
that he's done.
He gives up his duties for the time being.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it says forevermore at the moment.
Interesting.
So he's put out
whole
a statement.
Pedo thing blow over.
Yeah, this
and then we'll come back. Has he released a statement though?
Yes, he's put out a statement and
what's
he said, well,
say?
Because the main beef
is
with
he finally getting it.
That the beef with everyone during this entire extraordinary hour car crash of an interview. He never said anything about the victims for which Epstein was charged with,
convicted.
Convicted of child sex charges twice. So he's gone, oh, I better say something. So he said, it has become clear to me over the, oh no, I won't do the accent. It's been clear to me over the last few days that the circumstances relating to my former association with Jeffrey Epstein has become a major disruption, you reckon, to my family's work and the valuable work going on in the many organisations and charities that I am proud to support. Now, they've all jumped ship.
Oh, have they?
All his, everyone's pulling out and going, might not be associated, because also they don't know where all the money's come from to fund a lot of this stuff. They're suspecting it's come from Epstein as well. Mm. Therefore, he says, I've asked Her Majesty if I may step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, and she's given her permission.
Yes.
I don't think that was a hard argument.
Oh, dear, dear.
Yes. He says, I continue to unequivocally regret my ill-judged association. Well, blah, blah, blah.
Hit the showers, dude. Go and have a think about it. Yeah. And when you're ready to rejoin the group and behave
the problem is,
a normal person.
He's going to have to walk Beatrice down the aisle at some stage because she's got a wedding coming up soon.
Yeah, well.
And that's going to be tricky.
Dad, stop hitting on my friends. Probably too old for him.
You had one job. Just be
a
prince.
You had one job. Here's another one. Look, if you had one job, here's one that I would suggest for you.
Okay.
Or me.
All right.
Working for Pernod, Pernod Ricard, which is
nice.
A very famous French...
aperitif, I would say.
Well, it is. The Pernod is a very famous aperitif, one of the most famous in the world. The cloudy yellow drink, I don't mind. It's kind of like a really classy ouzo.
It's a bit licorice-y.
It is indeed. And anyway, it's a famous company in France. Well, they have been chastised and, in fact, are facing court action for piling constant pressure on staff to consume alcohol at work.
Hang on. Now, who's in the wrong there?
Yeah.
Who's the whinger who says that he has to drink grog all day as part of his job?
How horrible.
I wish we did that here.
What the hell?
I know.
God,
hey, Triple
pressure?
M, if you're thinking of anything, if you want to force me and ply me with alcohol, all righty.
Sounds like the dream job to most people, wouldn't it?
I'd take that as payment.
Oh, my God. The ex-employee is known only as Julien, of course.
Do you know all the big breweries that used to be? Toucans, per man, at lunch, and you used to be able to get...
Oh, yes, I did.
And you'd get 6 cans of beer a day to take away with you.
But that's
at the end of the night.
That feels generous.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. Yeah, it's off to work we go.
No wonder they produce
what a great day. And you could go for a swim in the vat.
Oh, you could?
I would suggest, yes. Jason's on the line. Jason, one job. What would you like it to be?
Well, the guy's looking after Julian Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
A 3-hour nap.
That's not true.
You had one job.
He had one job.
There's two of them.
He's going into the draw for something. Disney.
On the standby list, Jason.
Good luck. That could be you tomorrow heading off to Disneyland. Thanks to Disney Plus.
That is a good one, job.
Totally.
Just keep the guy alive till we can have him. I've taken a 3-hour nap.
But how can both of them nap?
You're not going to believe what's happened. We took our eye off the ball and Jeffrey Epstein.
Guess what? Neck minute.
That's a very good call, Jason.
Well done.
You and 3 of your friends or your kids could be off to Disneyland.
4 flights to LA, back Disneyland accommodation.
Oh, my God. Whoever wins that.
Is it time?
It is. All right. So thanks for your call there, Jason. But you want to call 133-53 right now. You want to get on the phone because we've got some invitations coming up to Mix Pub Shout.
It says
I'm going to call
it's
myself.
The Brick Lane Pub Crawl. It's coming up. We're going to give away tickets in the next break. Call now, people.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Calling out around Australia, are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing could go wrong.
I'm going to go cocoa bananas.
You're going to go cocoa. Huge. You are going to have a... Basically, have a beer with everyone in the country.
I'm going to do a lap of honour and thank all our fans in every market. Yeah. And I'm shouting them Brick Lane beers for free. On me, you can have your One Love Pale Ale or your base lager. I'm buying your drinks. It's all thanks to Brick Lane. We're coming to a town near you, Newcastle. We're going to be at the Breakfast Creek Hotel.
Oh, legendary.
Meet you there. Going to have an absolute ripper. Mary Ellen Hotel.
Have you got it?
Is it? I've got two Newcastles. Two Newcastles. I'll tell you what, we're at the London Hotel in Richmond.
Yes.
In Melbourne and, well, Sydney's yet to be announced. Yes. Apparently I'm going to two pubs in Newcastle. Who cares? We'll do both.
You're in Brisbane as well.
I reckon Breakfast Creek is probably Brisbane.
Yes.
I can't say for sure, but it's going to be a load of fun. You're not coming.
I'm not coming. I'm holding the fort here. Mm. I've got a big week in school land.
Well, I will be frontline troops out there on the hustings with our peeps.
Drinking
and our
the
South
Brick
Australian
Lane
and Western Australian listeners too. You can also come. We're going to fly you in. So go kennedymalloy.com.au.
We're going to bus you in.
Will you be ready for taking lots of selfies?
We will. I'm going to take lots of selfies. Yep. I'm going to go mad. We're going to have comedians. We're going to have bands. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a massive party. All thanks to Brick Lane. Who wants to come? Kevin, you want to come?
Yes, I do. How are you?
Well, what can you bring to the party?
Mate, my mates and I, our go-to comedy where we want to laugh is bar jars.
Bar jars,
you're in.
We might put some bar jars up on the big screen while we're at it. Phil, you want to come?
Yes, Big Mick.
All right, well, what can you bring to the party?
Well, mate, I don't mind a few sherbets or three. And, mate, I'll make sure you get on the plane the next day to get to the next space.
Oh, well, then you're vital to be there, Phil. You're in.
Earned your stripe. Done.
You have. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, why do you think you should go and have a beer and with Mick?
I just need some severe cheering up.
Speaking of the phone, mate, we can't hear you.
I just need some severe cheering up after my wife with $20 worth of unleaded petrol in my diesel car and it cost me $1,400 today.
Why is that? What's wrong? That's crazy. That's crazy. You need to be cheered up. Bang, you're
you know
in,
what?
Mark.
You've got to bring your wife, though.
Yeah,
you've
got to bring
be both
there.
We've got to cheer you both up. We'll make amends with this over a couple of Brick Lanes. You'll be laughing.
Bang, you're in.
Lisa, what do you want to bring?
Hi.
Lisa, what are you bringing to the table?
I'm just a bloody legend, mate.
Lisa, that sounds enough for me.
You're in.
Thank you.
Lisa, bring whoever you like. Bring your gal pal. Bring your hubby. Do what you like. We don't care.
Bring your mum.
And tell her to bring her A game.
Okay.
Hey, this is going to be a good party.
This is going crazy. We've got Michael on the line. Michael, are you going to bring your wife if you come along?
Mate, my wife is such a big fan of yours, Nikki.
Well.
That's the only reason I'm actually allowed to watch sports shows at home since you started doing this one.
Well, you are in. There's going to be something for everybody. I think you'll be coming to our Melbourne show. That'll be great. Kelly's on the line. Kelly, you want to come?
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'd love to come.
Oh, bang. Kelly, you sound gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to bring your husband?
I am. I'm going to bring Danny because Danny would love to have a beer with Mick Malloy.
Wow. He'd love to have a Brick Lane.
And I want to bring a photo of an old schoolmate that used to look exactly like Mick Malloy back in the...
Kelly, have it in your pocket, ready to pull out.
He was a good-looking rooster, I'm guessing.
Thanks, Kelly. You're on the list.
Ladies.
Bang, you're coming. One more?
Come on, one more. Ken.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, Jane. How you doing?
Ken. Please tell me, are you a fan of Mick's?
Yeah, I've been a fan of his for like 20 years since the D-Generation days.
Ah, the early days. They were the ones. Well, I tell you what, mate, it's your lucky day. You are coming along.
Yes.
He's calling for the Blue Mountains. He'll be going to our Sydney show. Venue still to be announced.
Yes.
These are going to be, it's going to be the greatest Christmas party we've ever put on. I'm buying all the beers. We're going to put on the entertainment.
Sounds like great fun.
We're coming
fun.
To your town.
Yeah.
People in Perth, people in South Australia, you're
Don't
coming.
Don't worry, you're
Don't
coming
Don't you worry. We are going to fly you in
you
for the biggest bloody party of all time. And we'll be drinking bloody good beer, Brick Lane beer. You can get it at all good bottle shops and outlets. You've got to have a go. Get on
board. Serving in bars too. You can get a Brick Lane on tap.
Go to a Brick Lane
I've had it plenty of times.
And Breakfast Creek Hotel is in Brisbane, by the way.
There
that is
it is. That's where we're
You've
going.
Got that. All right, kennedymalloy.com.au. Also, if you chance to get tickets, it's Mick Shout.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
swallowed by Steve Smith, and Cummins makes the break. Edge and gone. Burns takes it at slip. Azhar Ali on the way. Hazelwood and Cummins have both struck.
Oh, he takes it on. Stark then joins the fun with a wicket. Big nick and gone. It's a short stay for Bubba. Another catch for Joe Burns.
Good.
Yeah. Bad pad. Gone. Very good bit of short leg work. Another wicket on day one for Nathan Lyon.
Edge and gone. Cummins has a second. Easy catch for Payne. Rizwan out for 37.
At the Gabatoir, it hasn't been without controversy. Let's check in with Fox Sports' own Adam Gilchrist. Gilly, how's it going out there? Controversy reigns supreme. A Pat Cummins dismissal, no ball or not?
Yeah, well, that's a big question, guys. Good to talk to you.
You too.
In my mind, a no ball. Hey, Peter, before we move to that, You got your TV tuned on the wrong channel there, guys. That was
that's what I thought.
They weren't the Fox Sports voices.
We do have an issue here. Our actual Fox Sports feed broke up today.
Oh,
so
did
we didn't want to bring that up because we thought it might be embarrassing.
Yeah,
to
we
Fox
didn't want
Sports,
to mention that.
But the feed wouldn't come through to Triple M.
Yeah, it might be indicative of the standard of commentary at the moment in the Fox
Sports. But we have been keeping an eye on your commentary.
You are Fox Sports and you're doing an excellent job, and there's no ads.
No, it's
we
it.
Know all that, you're and it's a very good service. And you, I should point out, said during the controversy, apparently the third umpire said if the foot is on the line, it's a fair delivery. True or false?
Well, I said that, and that's because that's what I was told that he had said. And that is false. On the line, something's got to be grounded behind the line. And nothing was, as far as I'm concerned, in that situation. But I've then been since been told that should there be any doubt at all, if there's any uncertainty from the third umpire, the benefit goes with the bowler. So clearly, the third umpire there, looking at it, just didn't feel there was enough evidence to say there was definitely something behind. So he went with the bowler's favour. So there you go. There'll be a lot written about this tomorrow.
There will be indeed.
Controversial because the batsman, Mohammad Rizwan, was the one that has actually taken the fight up to the Aussies today. He was motoring on about 37 at a run of ball. So anyway, he's in the sheds now, cooling his heels, and he'd be very frustrated.
Now, in regards to Pat Cummins, can I ask you this? Should the best bowler, the best fast bowler in the world be coming on before Pakistan are none for 26. Discuss.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion around that exact topic, Nick. You've got a student cricket mind that you have. Brett Lee, he's a big advocate for Pat Cummins opening the bowling. Mm-hmm. Shane Warne, who has been known to give an opinion or two about cricket and other related issues.
Yes.
He certainly feels that Cummins should have the new ball. It's a tough one. Mitchell Starc, when he takes the new ball for Australia, he averages about 24. When he doesn't, he averages 39. So you'd probably say he's got to have it. And then Josh Hazelwood at the other end. So he's spoiled for choice, Tim Payne.
He bowls well with Cummins, though, Hazelwood, too, though, don't they? They're good in tandem.
Hey,
they're outstanding. So you could throw it to any one of them. But I think maybe Cummins could have come on a fraction earlier. Even if he didn't have the new ball, maybe come on after three overs from Starc and just rotate them through, because he just generally gets a wicket every time he starts coming.
Hey, Gilly, we're waiting to see, and I mean, he hasn't batted yet, but bowled yet. This Nassim Shah, the 16-year-old, is the youngest Test debutant ever.
This is exciting stuff.
And it is exciting stuff, isn't it?
Extremely exciting. I think the youngest debutant ever against Australia.
Yeah. Well, what were you doing when you were 16, Gilly?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can tell you what my son, my eldest son, is 17, and he's at schoolies.
There you go.
I wouldn't want him walking out to face Pat Cummins like that at the moment.
Look, it really was emotional. It was their emotional ceremony before the play because, tragically, his mum died just after he arrived in Australia, and it was emotional. I get emotional when I think about it. He certainly earned his spot, though, at the Gabba. It'll be amazing when he comes out.
Yeah, they played a tour match last week in Perth, and he was in that starting lineup. And the day the game started was when news came through that his mother had passed away. He chose to stay, didn't bowl that day. Mm. He just basically spent the day at the hotel. He then 2 days later came out and bowled in extremely impressive fashion against Australia A, and got himself picked in this game. And you're right, Jane.
There's a movie in that.
His cap was presented by one of his heroes, Waka Yoon.
Oh my God.
And word came out that Waka made reference that his mother would be very, very proud of him, and that's when the tears started to flow. So,
amazing stuff.
Extraordinary. And above all else, he bowls at 150 kilometres.
That's when I'll get emotional. I'll get emotional when he starts ripping in at 150 k's. And Pakistan produces some mighty bowlers. You mentioned Waqar Yunus and Wasim Akram. They basically invented reverse spin, reverse swing. These guys, well, the Pakistanis, when they're on, it's fun to watch. It's beautiful to watch. And he's got to terrify a couple of Aussie batsmen. Before we go, one final one. You gave us the menu for dinner at Lord's.
Mm.
What will they be chowing down on tonight in Queensland? I'm thinking schnitzel.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, look, as far as the players, I haven't been down to the players' change. It's back in the day when I was still gallivanting around in the team. We had a pretty basic cross-section of food here. I can tell you the media section, outstanding, one of the best lasagnas I've ever seen. They've got good salad. There was a curry there, obviously to cater for our visiting friends from the subcontinent. And funnily enough, there's a big plate of hot chips down the end for one. None other.
We
than
know who place. That's for.
Yeah, don't even have to say who that was for. And they were just out of place. But everyone's catered for here at the Gabba.
Hey, good on you, Gilly. You're doing a good job, there at Fox Sports.
Yeah.
It's ad free during the sessions. Doing a great job. Thanks for swinging by, mate. We really appreciate you helping us out.
Great to talk to you guys. See you later.
Good on you, Gilly. Bye.
Fox Cricket Channel 501 on Foxtel.
It is. And if you want the latest, at the end of the day, an update, front bar, Cricket Edition tonight, Channel 7, 8:30
live.
We'll do the whole recce.
I've got my night sorted.
And I believe we might have some tickets in the next hour to give away too. So stick around for that. 8:30 tonight on Channel 7. That'll be huge.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Shout out to our friends at Mix 94.5 in Perth as well. Adam Gilchrist, he's a town favourite, just joined up from the Gabba just
local
a moment
lad.
Ago. Local lad. This is Kennedy Malloy. Coming up, Adam Rosenbach's going to join us in the second hour. Rose, you'll be here. We've got Gone Wild as well as we dip into the animal kingdom. So big second hour coming up on Kennedy Malloy.
We just want to acknowledge everyone too. Around, it's like six states on fire still. There's bushfires going around, and we acknowledge everyone around the country. As Australian states continue to burn, the conditions are a bit crazy in every state.
South Australia have endured catastrophic conditions today.
Yep.
Cheerio to everyone over there in fire, ravaged or damaged areas. I think there's 11 homes have been destroyed on the York Peninsula. I think they've got the air tankers over there, so good luck to everyone over there.
Crazy conditions in Melbourne. The temperature hit 40 around 2 p.m. and I think there's fires burning out of control in the Goulburn Valley as well.
And Queensland, New South Wales, as we know, have been duking it out for some time now and under the pump. So Australia is burning. And
I'll tell you what, those firefighters, my God, you must be exhausted and I just don't know how you're doing.
If there's anything you can do, reach out, be kind, look after our emergency
services.
And especially our fireys. Good men and women.
We should do a shout out, of course, to Tony, the lady who saved the koala.
In her bra.
Oh, which we love. It's so Australian.
It's a great
Tony
Australian
Doherty.
Image.
She took off a T-shirt and she wrapped this. I haven't been able to look at the footage. It's so distressing, but this koala is crying and she wraps it up.
I had a quick look at it. Oh. Very good. It is a great Australian story.
It is. And we do salute you. You're a true hero, yes. Tony
Start
Doherty.
Watching Animal Rescue more often.
That's right. No, I know. It is so
good on her. What's her name?
She's Tony Doherty.
Top chick. Well
top
done.
Chick. We
good
love
on
you. You're great.
All right, stick around. Rosie, Adam Rosenbach's next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be an absolute ball terror.
There's a buzz in the air.
No mistake. We're up and about. The two of us today. Gone Wild. Give us something, Jane.
I will give you something. A man survives being swallowed by a hippo three times.
Oh, you need to hang around.
Where do you get that from?
Hey.
Stand by for that.
A little something. The Penguins are back in the news too.
Yeah, let's just say
they're
frisky.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much to get through, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time we caught up with Adam Rosenbach, he had just returned from a top secret trip entertaining the troops in Taji, Iraq.
It is top secret. Last time I went, my girlfriend at the time was like, so you can't tell me anything about where you're going or anything? And I said, no, it's top secret. If you don't hear anything, you'll open up the Herald Sun to page 3 and I'll be there. And she just went, you won't be on page 3.
Oh! And over the weekend, he was on assignment for the show at the Professional Bull Riding Australia Grand Final in Townsville. And we welcome him back to the show to tell us all about it, Adam Rosenbach.
What's a more harrowing experience, Iraq or Townsville?
Oh, it's my second time to Townsville. I'm lucky to make it out, mate.
He's done two tours in Townsville.
Second tour.
Which is a cracking town, by the way. A big hello to all our listeners. What's the latest station, Dave?
102.3 Triple M Townsville. You got Pricey for breakfast, Steve Price.
Oh, Pricey's a legend.
Oh, that's
right. He owns that town.
He does.
Has he got the statue of the ball that people keep stealing the balls?
I think that's Rockhampton.
How dare you? Don't ever correct me ever again.
You've got to know your towns where your balls are getting nicked.
I know Townsville because there's an airbase nearby.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, I was on stage performing at a pub, and it was a bikey pub, and the bikies were there, and the boys from the airbase were there. And let's just say they didn't get along. The safest place in the room was on stage.
Wow.
Until the MPs arrived. They do it rough up there.
Now, why were you up in Townsville?
So for the Professional Bull Riding Championships.
My
fantastic.
Lord.
Now, I'm thinking, that would have been a great event there.
I'm looking at you, Rosie. Fantastic. It's not something I imagine that has been part of your life.
How dare you? How dare they?
That's
like their Winter Olympics up there, isn't it? That's a huge thing. That's like the circus coming to town in Townsville.
It is.
They go absolutely mad for it. And the lovely thing about Townsville, it's a very welcoming town. So when you arrive, when you land at Townsville Airport, there's a cemetery just next to the airport to remind you that you're very lucky to have got through that. But they turned it on. So I was backstage meeting all the people. I met the mayor, Jenny Hill, and she was fantastic. She was there with a can of Bundy.
Well, that's how I want my mayor in Townsville.
That's my mayor. I'd vote for her. You have my vote, Jenny.
Did she have any formal sort of gear on? Did she have like a cape, a mayor's cape with her bundy?
The robes.
The mayoral robes.
No, she had like, I suppose it was a formal stubby holder.
Well, that's all you need.
Running with. But she actually said, I was having a bit of a chat to her, and she said the council car that they gave her was like an electric car, and she said, I don't want that. I want the V8 Commodore.
Nice.
Wow. Good on
So
her.
She's got the V8 Commodore. And
we'll get her a Holden, Colorado. That's what we'll get her.
Yeah.
She would love that.
And she'd stand in the back like the Pope and do a lap around Townsville.
And so when they she did the big introduction, she was standing in the middle of the kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, arena, I suppose.
Yeah.
And at the very end of it, her last words were, let's party hard.
Nice.
This is why can't more mayors be like this, Australia.
What's the Latin for let's party hard? That should be Townsville's mission statement.
Tell me what else is in Townsville. First of all, I wanted to ask you, if I may, do they have Tinder in Townsville?
Why are you asking him?
Because I'm just asking if they have any dating service.
Yes, they do.
How do you know?
Well, I did jump on there.
Did you really?
No, I just wanted to see what was happening in town.
That's very interesting.
Because there were a lot
How'd you go?
A lot of people, not very well, but that's not the point of the story here
I'm
Michael.
Sorry.
But can I pick you up? You're both saying Townsville, and I got pulled up for saying that by one of the councillors who said it's Townsville.
Townsville.
Townsville. And I was like, oh, yeah, excuse me.
Oh, no, it's telling it a bit posh.
Townsville.
Townsville.
Incorrect. What's wrong Townsville. With that? No.
Townsville.
Vull.
I go with Ville. They know me. They love me.
With your Her Majesty's English.
That's just probably where I started the fight at my gig.
Yeah, that's right.
And where did you stay?
So we just stayed because it was at the entertainment centre. So it was about a 2-minute walk from there. It was fantastic. What I loved about it, though, and you don't get a sense of it when you live in the big cities, is that the outfits they wear, they're actual cowboys up there.
Cowboys.
You're just so not used to it. Cowboys and cowgirls.
Were you a bit envious about some of the gear?
I was they were wearing like dark denim, cowboy shirts, cowboy hats, all without irony. Which I loved. And I haven't seen that many tucked in shirts since high school. It was like my dad was in there going, mate.
It's
got a bigger ring of truth to it than, say, the cowboy from the Village People. You know what I mean?
And I'm assuming that it's the place where double denim is acceptable.
Yeah. It's quite okay. And I don't know.
Around at the shallow end. The triple denim. Quadruple denim.
Triple denim.
Well, if you can get a denim cowboy hat.
Wow.
You'd be loving it. Man. And I don't know how they do it, because it was mid-30s up there, and I'd be sweating like Prince Andrew Kant. Like, I just... I don't know how they get away with it.
Hey, can you hang around? We need to ask you are going to take a
break.
Yeah,
we need to find out about the actual rodeo.
We're going to take out about the actual rodeo. Rodeo or rodeo? I don't want to upset the Townsville locals.
I didn't find out. And I'll tell you about Buckle Bunnies.
Hello. Here we go.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Adam Rosenbach's back from Townsville too. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
Townsville or Townsville?
Townsville.
Townsville, please. Townsville.
All right. Now, you went to the great city. It's a great spot. I love it. I love regional Australia. It's fantastic. Now, you went there for the express purpose of going to a rodeo. Now, I understand some people get squeamish about this. Jane Kennedy, I know you're not a huge fan.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yourself, and that's okay.
Yeah.
However, I've seen a harm in it, and usually the animal wins.
If the animal wins, I'm happy.
The animal generally walks away scot-free, and it's generally a couple of cowboys scraping themselves or being taken out, taken off the park in a...
But all good fun.
Yes. I didn't see one bull do a hamstring.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
talk us through the typical experience if you're going in outback Australia or regional Australia to a rodeo.
So basically they look for bulls. So basically the scoring is 50-50. So you get out of 100 points.
So you need a good bull.
Yeah, 50 points to the rider and 50 points for the bull. So if the bull is just going, oh, yeah, a bit gentle and stuff, then you get no points for that. So you want a bull. It's kind of a little
bit. It's just swishing about.
So how do you source that bull? The correct bull. How do you find out if they've got it in them?
Well, they bring over, the genetics is brought over from the US, so they import bull semen for like 15 to 20 grand.
Oh, so it's real cowboy.
It's more than I get for mine.
Yeah, exactly. You can get that cheaper at duty free if you know where to shop.
Okay.
And they try and give them angry names. Well, in the States, they tend to give them angry names. Now, if you were going to name a bull, now the most famous one is Chainsaw.
I'd go with a hurricane.
Hurricane's fantastic.
Hurricane. Fat Tony.
Fat Tony, that's good.
It's got a bit of a mob background.
Fat Tony, bang, bang, out he comes. Goes nuts.
Jane, you got any?
Oh, I was thinking Fabio.
Fabio.
Oh, Jane. You're riding it, not dating it.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Well, here were some of the ones from Townsville. There was Specsaver, which was interesting. Top Deck.
Top Deck. These are all sponsored.
Flaunt It.
Yeah.
You'll like these two, Mickey. High Class Hooker was one. Pole Dancer was another.
It wasn't.
Here comes Pole Dancer.
Mick's just named them. They're his names.
Well, let's just say
longer than 8 seconds. You know.
Can tell your family I was out on High Class Hooker last night. But my favourite one was Scooby-Doo.
Oh, well, that's good.
Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
If not slightly comical.
And how did they go generally? Because it's pretty hard. I've been to one of these. Mm. I've had backstage passes myself. Yeah. And you can see the fear in their eyes as it dawns on them at the last minute. Oh, this is a really stupid thing to do. And then they open the chute.
So they open the chute and they basically got to last. If you can get to 8 seconds, your crowd goes absolutely ballistic. So
it's kind of like my sex life.
If you last that long, everyone's excited.
Now, can I ask about the rodeo clowns? Because these guys have got the biggest job on the block.
So they're called protection athletes now.
Mm. I beg your pardon.
This is PC world, is it?
Yes, protection athletes.
You stop it.
That's what they're called.
That's a worse name than the bulls. Protection athlete.
But do they have anything comical on their face? Are they dressed as clowns?
No, they're not anymore. So they're wearing like a helmet, body armor, disposable underpants.
Disposable underpants.
And so basically, when the rider comes off, they run in and kind of distract the bull, and then the bull kind of looks at them, and it's really weird because they'll run to the fence. So there's a fence on the outer, and they'll kind of go up one rung of the fence, and then the bull just gives up. Now, I know you love your bulls, but bulls are idiots. Not that far. How's your peripheral vision, mate?
Now, I'm not casting aspersions on anyone who gets on the back of a bull.
Did anyone jump into the barrel? Because you know you jump in the barrel.
To hide.
The bull thinks where'd you go?
No barrel.
Rodeo clown, no barrel.
Occasionally they might flick a cowboy hat, like a frisbee, and hit the bull in the back of the head.
Did the bull get angry
They kind of turned around. Yeah. And sometimes the bull would linger, like the ride would finish, and then the bull would just hang around. And it's like you needed a Samoan bouncer to come out and go, okay, bull, come on, bro. You've had your time.
No, like the rodeo clowns. Because I have rodeo clowns in my boudoir. I need them when things are getting really hot and heated.
I forgot to tell you about the so there was fantastic. Like most of the rides lasted about 2.5-3 seconds. So when you got to 8, there was a huge level of excitement, and it was really cool.
Did you see somebody go on for 8 seconds?
Yeah, there was quite a few that got there.
Yeah,
so that they did manage to get there.
Do these guys have a health plan? Is there work cover for your H&S?
I met a few of them. None of them are beyond really 30 years of age.
Is it passed down from father to father? Are there any chicks that get on the back of these bulls?
There were no girls riding on Saturday night, but...
Yeah, that's because we're smart.
Yeah, well, why would you get involved with
why
that?
Why would you do that?
All over at Tressage. But it's right. But what about the older guys? Because are they...
How are they doing?
Not many retire gracefully, do they?
No. So they're kind of... they're still involved in it, and they look after the bulls afterwards when they're taken out, you know, after they've done the ride and stuff like that. But my favourite bit of the night, so we went to the after party afterwards, and the big thing that you need to do is the girls want to be a buckle bunny, which is basically...
It's a buckle bunny.
So that's where you get the guy with the biggest buckle... On his belt.
Yeah.
And so if you get to take that home, you're a buckle bunny.
Oh.
But how do you get the
buckle?
How
does it work?
Well, obviously, if you've slept with the man with the buckle, is it basically...
No, I don't get it. Be more specific. So you go, if you want to be the buckle bunny, you have to bed the guy with the biggest buckle.
Yeah, basically.
I'm gonna take a hubcap. I'm gonna put it on my belt. Well, that's great. I think you've done everything you can.
Thank you for doing that for the show.
You're painting the picture for Townsville.
Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, yes, you have. Mate. We learnt a lot today.
Where are we going to send you next time?
Oh, where do you want to go? Somewhere local.
I think we're sending you to Chick-fil-A.
Maldives?
Okay, maybe not.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
Yes, here we go again. I just love turning our attention to the animal kingdom. They're always up to no good. Yes. You can't take your eye off any
of them. They're tricky. They're pranksters.
Tricky. Can we go to Africa first?
Yes, why not?
Now, the hippo, one of my favourite animals of all.
Yeah.
One of the big five.
They are.
Is that fair? Would you consider that one of the big five?
Pretty ferocious, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're one of the biggest killers, I think.
And have a listen to this story. Here's a guy who ended up inside one.
I was running a canoe safari on the Zambezi River. One of the chaps was hit by a hippopotamus and knocked into the river. And this hippo surged up between us and quite literally plucked me out of my canoe. The first thing I knew, I was in a deep, dank place with this incredible pressure crashing down on my lower back. I struggled to break free, but with all the pressure on me, it was a pretty pathetic attempt at first. Managing to get one hand free, I could feel the bristles on a hippo's snout. Oh. So then at least I knew where I was. Head first up to my waist down a hippo's throat.
That's a tough day at the office, isn't it?
Inside
a hippo. There's your hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah.
Before people start coming up to, the hippo is not one of the big five. I just have to let you know. No. No, it's lions, leopards, it's rhinos, and
I put it to you, it should be the big six.
It should be the big six.
Why is the hippo not in the big five?
Because originally...
I'd take the giraffe out.
The giraffe is not in the big five either.
What?
No.
Where's the giraffe?
The big five.
Oh, this is bullshit.
So I don't know or not. Do you remember that, have I told you that I've been to Africa?
What?
I do know a bit of information.
The big five
was traditionally ones that you could hunt and put on in the olden days.
Are you saying if I go to Africa, I cannot shoot a hippo or a giraffe?
Well, now people do.
Well,
let's go back to the hippo.
See about that.
How did that guy get down three times?
And by the way, the hippo's had a shocker.
Because if a hippo's supposed to be
the most deadly animal.
He's let all the hippos down.
How embarrassing.
Imagine going back to the other hippos at the end of the day. How's your day? Oh, not great. Well, I swallowed a guy and he survived. What's the hippo equivalent? Like, if you know, out in Australia, you punch a shark in the face. If you're inside a hippo,
what do you do?
Pull its tongue.
Or have an obnoxious English accent like that man did. That's why I spat him out. He went, be gone with you.
You wake up inside a hippo.
Yeah.
That's most unusual.
I'm very sad.
Okay, now we were having...
There's no winners in that story.
Not at all.
Not the guy or the hippo.
No.
The hippo, that's why they're not in the top five.
Yeah. It's true.
Until you can, if you're going to maul a guy or drag a guy out of a canoe, finish the job.
I think sadly...
You had one job, hippo.
Sadly, a hippo's head doesn't look as majestic on a wall. It looks a bit dumpy.
A bit of downward pressure on the old.
Now, we were having this debate in the office.
It's not a debate, Jane.
Well, I know the facts again because I know a bit more about animals than you do. Can cows swim?
Well,
is my question.
I would have said no.
Me too.
And this report came out of America, I believe.
Yeah.
For more than a century, wild horses and cows have roamed Cedar Island. But when Hurricane Dorian roared ashore, the storm corralled 28 of the island's horses and at least 20 wild cows. Now, months after the storm, to the surprise of many here, three of the cows that were washed away have turned up more than 3 miles away, on another island. The most likely explanation, the cows actually swam there.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. Mm. Cows can't swim.
I beg your pardon.
Cows don't swim, Jack.
Yes, they can.
Have you ever seen a cow swim?
Well, look, I haven't been in an environment where I've been looking out for a cow to swim.
Shane, what's their preferred stroke? Do they breaststroke? Or do they backstroke?
Or is it butterfly?
Doggy paddle?
It's more dog paddle.
They cow paddle.
That's it.
But why would a cow be able to swim?
Do they wear little goggles or speeders?
Well, they could.
I mean, what do they do?
They float as well. They just glide down a river.
Can they do a bomb off the high board?
That's their favourite.
You're being silly.
I'm not. Look, a water buffalo can swim. A horse can swim.
It's called a water buffalo. Well, you know why? It's happy in the water. Well, they're not water cows. Well, they're land cows.
A horse can swim. Why can't a cow swim?
Because it's a land cow.
But it's made to be on the land because of us humans.
No.
We say, eat the grass and give us milk or give us your beef.
So, right.
Never heard of a cow swimming.
You don't know what they do at night?
Just stand around.
I do. I pushed one over. Well, we've all gone cow tipping in the middle of the night.
Well, the joke's on you because they do a bit of night swimming.
No, they don't.
Yes,
could they do synchronized swimming?
Well, wouldn't that be cute?
Shane, you're being silly. Okay, we're going to take a break. Yes. We're going to come back. And we've got more stories from the animal kingdom.
That's it.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it is gone wild as well.
Wow. We are still going nuts in the animal kingdom. We love it. There's stories coming from all over the world.
This is a feel-good story,
It involves a penguin, and invariably stories involving penguins involve gay penguins. It seems to be the most
common
LGBTQI animal.
It's the most out animal.
Well, it is. It's quite happy with itself. It's proud, the penguin community. 100%.
Yeah.
Well, this gay couple who are from the Netherlands have been a little bit sneaky, though.
All right, let's have a listen to the story.
Two gay male penguins at a zoo in the Netherlands have stolen an egg, apparently so they could become dads alongside their heterosexual counterparts during hatching season. The zoo has said the couple took the egg when no one was looking, and the parents of the egg have already produced another one.
Okay. Now, a couple of things.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to think I am homophobic when it comes to penguins.
You're a homo penguin.
I enjoy the fact that these penguins are comfortable in their own,
slippery sexuality. Yep.
With their sexuality. But that's dirty pool, gay penguins.
It is dirty pool.
You can't go pinching the heterosexual. Just when they turn their back, you can't just nick in and pinch the egg.
Well, maybe it's the zookeeper's fault in the Netherlands Zoo, where they just don't understand the needs. And there's been a precedent for this.
What do you mean?
Well, because there's a gay penguin couple in Australia.
Right. What are they doing?
Sven and Magic.
Hello.
Oh,
that's their name.
They sound like a happy couple.
Yeah. Yes. They're at Sydney's Sea Life Aquarium. Mm. And they're a power couple in the world of gay penguins because they've now fostered an egg for the second time. And
what do you mean fostered an egg?
Well, the aquarium in Sydney gave them an egg to foster.
Unlike
the Netherlands Zoo that wasn't doing anything for them and not supporting them.
What about the Toronto Zoo? This is a true story. The Toronto Zoo got in a lot of trouble because they had a gay couple penguins and the zookeepers separated them, right, because they didn't want them to be gay.
Yep.
The gay community picketed.
No,
successfully picketed the zoo, and the gay couple were put back together.
Was Meg Dzhabansky there?
I hope so.
She would have got it over the line for them.
But I mean, there's still even in the gay penguin community.
Yeah.
I feel stealing heterosexual eggs. Okay.
They need a bit of help from our Australian friends. Now,
I'm not surprised they're gay, by the way. You know, I think that's why they waddle. Ooh, big night last night.
All right, too far. But well dressed. They're well dressed. Let's move on to.
I mean that in a caring.
I know you mean it in a caring, loving way. You're in a very loving way.
I'm just saying. Yeah, good on your penguins.
These are two of the most recognisable voices in the world you're about to hear.
Okay, great. Who is it?
I'm delighted that members have awarded this year's Chatham House Prize to Sir David Attenborough and the Blue Planet Tube team. Sir David, this award recognises your many talents, and one can't help but feel that for those of us of a certain generation, we can take great pleasure in proving age is no barrier to being a positive influence.
That's a cheap laugh.
This international organisation considers that what we have done has in some way helped spread an awareness of the problems that face the world, that in some way will convince the population of the world that we all belong to one world, then this award pleases me more than I can say, and I'm most grateful to receive it. Thank you very much.
Oh, see, that is one of the biggest awards that you can get ever, and it was for his Sir David Attenborough's BBC series Blue Planet 2 and the danger of plastic pollution in oceans.
I really hope someone is following Sir David Attenborough around with the, you know, the stand clear.
Because
he's...
She sounds remakable. She's 93.
Do you know what? They sound like they would have made a great couple.
I agree.
Imagine if she'd ended up
with David Attenborough instead of Prince Philip.
Oh, but she did love Philip.
Imagine a threesome.
Okay. Please don't do that to me. Don't.
Fair Philip. And
the royal family's
and the
had enough of an upset. Thanks very much. Right. Hashtag Prince Andrew.
But she's made the wrong call, hasn't she? I mean, she could imagine if she'd ended up with Sir David.
Well, no, apparently.
He could look after the corgis.
No, you know who she had the hots for?
Who?
Her horse trainer.
Oh, really?
A racing horse trainer.
This is the best animal kingdom ever.
Yeah. There you go.
Her horse trainer?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe.
He was the one who took her overseas for, we never know what went on in America and in France. She went away with her horse trainer.
Oh, I don't understand it. Camilla fell in love with her horse trainer, given that she looks a bit horsey herself.
Oh, there we go.
Are we all done?
Yes, we're done with animal kingdom.
It's been a great fun.
Yes.
Behave yourself, gay penguins.
That's it. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Oh, well done, Holden Colorado. Yeah. And it doesn't matter where you are in the big brown land, the Holden Colorado has got what it takes to navigate your natural terrain.
Yeah.
You know one of my favourite places in Australia?
The beach?
The Bull.
What's that?
Warrnambool.
Oh, the Bull.
Yeah. It was recently voted the most livable city in Australia, bar none. It's a little country town in Victoria.
It is beautiful.
And we got Nugget
town.
On the line, and Nugget lives there and owns a Holden Colorado. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What's happening?
Oh, Nugget. You know? Mate, you live in the dream. You live in the Bull, and you got the Holden Colorado. Paint the picture for us. How's your life?
Oh, I can't complain, really, mate. It's a good little spot down here, and yeah, I'm driving a nice car.
Yeah, well, you are.
Hey, what colour are you rocking that Colorado? Nugget?
Silver.
Now, you've had it for about 18 months, I believe.
Yeah, you've done your research.
I have. You know me. Yeah,
she's been stalking you for a while now, Nugget.
I've been stalking you out on the work site.
What do you do, mate? What's your trade?
Landscaper.
So you're a landscaper, so you're outdoors, you're in the Bull, you've got the Holden Colorado, you are an all-Australian. You should be on the flag.
Yeah.
You should be on the crest. Get rid of the emu, get rid of the kangaroo, and let's just put Nugget up there.
He's gone
behind
too
the
far.
Wheel of the Holden Colorado.
Yeah, it would be bad, wouldn't it?
Would you ever think of getting upgrading, getting a new one?
Yeah, probably will. In another 12 months, I'd say. Yeah.
And what will you do with the old Colorado?
Yeah.
Don't know, I might trade it in. We'll see.
I wouldn't trade it in. Yeah. I'd give it to a friend or put it in a museum or give it an honorary lap around Australia.
Hey, look, we love talking to Colorado owners, Michael Nugget.
Yep.
I'd rather call you Michael. Is that all right? I feel a bit...
Oh, you can't. Yeah, Nugget's fine.
Where'd you get Nugget from? Nugget?
John McMahon gave it to me when I was a baby, actually.
Macca.
Yeah, Macca gave Nugget a nickname. Yeah.
You got a name for your Colorado?
Have I?
Yeah.
Nah.
What about the Behemoth? Yeah, let's call it. Let's come up with a nickname for Nuggets.
Hey,
Holden Colorado.
Thanks, Nugget. We salute you. We love our Colorado owners. You understand how tough, proven, reliable they are.
And what a workhorse, am I right? It gets the job done every day.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good car. So,
are you sitting in it right now?
No, I'm not. I am looking over at it, but it's
ogling.
Sound like you've knocked off.
Nearly, not far off.
You're looking at it, you're on the phone, you've probably got a tear in your eye, just going, how lucky am I? Yeah. Good on you, Nugget.
Well done, Nugget, and we'll shoot you out a Kennedy Malloy prize pack as well. And thanks to Holden Colorado, now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Bang. A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, we're just about done for the day on Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy.
What was your favourite bit?
Gone Wild.
Gone Wild. I loved hearing about the penguins.
Well, I'd like an update from the gay penguins. Yes. See how they're going.
See if the egg hatches.
Why don't they adopt?
Yeah. Well, I think that's
why can't they adopt a young penguin?
But that's what they're doing.
Well, you can't go stealing an egg.
Well, they should be. As I said, the Netherlands Zoo should be a bit more forward-thinking like the Australian Aquarium.
What about some in vitro... IVF.
Oh, please don't try and talk like you know about anything to do with IVF.
How many kids do you have in a penguin litter?
Oh, my God.
Like when a penguin has a...
Oh, yeah.
How many eggs?
Oh, how is it? Is it like, can you have eight? Is it like a litter of little penguin pups?
No. Oh, sure, we should find out.
I think it's only one.
Is it?
Do you know the emperor penguins? It's the men who sit there and...
Really?
It's about bloody time.
Keep the thing warm, doing all the heavy lifting as per usual, with none of the credit.
What are the girls doing at that stage?
Oh, they're probably off having a Sex in the City party or... something.
That sounds well deserved
to me. Probably watching Penguin Maths.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, I've got to get ready.
Oh, now where are you off to?
I'm going to a very special brunch tomorrow morning.
I've never seen you so excited in all my life.
Jumping out of your skin.
Off to which Brady? Which one? Peter Brady.
It's not the dad, is it? The dad's dead.
No, it's not the dad. That's silly. Don't mess things up by saying that.
What about Florence Henderson? She hit on me once. You know?
Did she?
No, she didn't.
Well, she was very handsy.
She wasn't, and please.
I'm pretty good at this. She gave me the look.
Don't say that. She's also passed away. Can you not talk about everyone's passed away? How about everyone who's alive? The disrespect in your voice about the Brady Bunch. This is a very big deal for me.
Wasn't there, who was the young Cindy? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Ask him this. Who he's speaking to?
Peter. You know exactly his name. Christopher Knight.
Heard there were two Cindys. They were twins because she was so young. And they used to have the twins.
Complete
together.
Rubbish.
Yeah. Well, that
complete and utter
I think
rubbish.
Just,
no,
because I have
it's
a feeling.
It's absolutely not true.
I think that was Bewitched. The babies
totally
were,
was Bewitched.
Were twins.
No, Tabitha.
But I think Cindy. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Then
do not try and tell me anything about the Brady Bunch.
Cindy was replaced.
She wasn't.
Did she die in a car accident?
No.
Then someone else.
Stop talking.
Played the role of Cindy.
Just ask
stop
you
it
that.
Now.
Well, all right.
I'm going to host a brunch with the competition winners.
Make sure you bring up my interview with Greg.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say the reason why I'm by myself and I have refused to let Mick Malloy come with me is because he would be totally disrespectful. No, it'll be great fun. And
Peter,
then I'm interviewing him and he'll be on the show.
Oh, lamb chops and apple sauce.
No, pork chops. Don't speak to me.
I
can't work with this.
What about
I can't work
where
with
they,
this.
Where they went to Fiji and he had the tiki?
Hawaii.
Jeez.
Please tell me you're mucking around. Did you just say Fiji?
No,
you can't.
Grand Canyon?
The New Hebrides? Didn't they try and jump the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Evel Knievel.
Was it? Yeah. There was a donkey
involved. You're just babbling now.
Jump the shark.
Yeah, you're a bit excited. Don't forget, we have to say, front bar's on.
Yeah, I'm off to the front bar. Tonight's
this is
our
your
very
cricket
first ever
front bar.
Cricket edition with Jeff Thompson. Can you believe it? Jeff Thompson and Brian Lara,
both
on the show. Which we tried to get WG Grace, but he's dead.
Right.
So
yes.
We've decided to
what are you wearing? What's your outfit?
Well, I'll probably wear all Aussie one-day strip.
Okay.
I think Sam Pang's a big West Indian fan. He might end
is
up
he?
Wearing the West Indies. Yep, yep.
And what about Andy Marr? What will he wear?
Just wear what he normally wears, which is something from the 1940s, I imagine. Probably a boater. Hey, guess what? We've got two doubles.
Right now.
Front bar.
Oh, you're joking.
Giveaway right now. Get involved. Give us a call. And you can come along. I'm very excited.
I am
going
too.
Nationally 8:30.
8:30
around
tonight
Australia.
On Channel 7.
Ratings
we'll, have,
this
we'll have all the latest from Pakistan.
My night's sorted.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge night. Have fun tomorrow. Well done, all.
Yeah. Hey, 133353 is the number for those front bar tickets. Give us a call right now. As Jane mentioned, we've got Christopher Knight on the show. You've got Clown of the Week, Mix GoFundMe, huge Friday show.
And Will Anderson.
Didn't
too.
He turn his dad's office into a den?
Oh,
did
my
he,
God. Go away, you galoot.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.